It was many and many a year ago in a kingdom by the sea that a maiden there lived whom you may know by the name of Annabel Lee. And this maiden, she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. She was a child, and I was a child in this kingdom by the sea. But we loved with a love that was more than love. I and my Annabel Lee. With a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted her and me. This was the reason that long ago in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud by night, chilling my Annabel Lee, so that her highborn kinsmen came and bore her away from me to shut her up in a sepulcher in this kingdom by the sea. The angels, not half so happy in heaven, went envying her and me. Yes, that was the reason, as all men know, in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind came out of a cloud, chilling and killing my Annabel Lee. Killing my Annabel Lee. Oh. But our love, it was stranger by far than the love of those who were older than we. Of those who were wiser than we. And neither the angels in heaven above, nor the demons by the sea, can never dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabel Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And the stars never rise, but I see the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And so all the night tide, I lie down by the side of my darling, my life and my bride in a sepulchre there by the sea. In a tomb by the side of the sea.